It's also raised its travel advisory for Lebanon to the highest level and has told non-emergency government workers and family members to leave. Over the past couple of days, protesters have been out in their masses across the Middle East after an explosion at a hospital in Gaza killed hundreds of people. Hamas blames Israel, which in turn blames the Palestinian Islamic Jihad. Tensions were further fueled by U.S. President Joe Biden's visit on Wednesday to show solidarity with Israel. Sally Patterson, New York.